I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. From the world hindquarters of dubious information, it's Fake News Friday. Fake QR codes were placed on parking meters in Redondo Beach, California. It must have been confusing. The story of the year, in a year when politics controls the news, police in New York caught someone with 13 fake paper license plates. A company in New Hampshire did fake Joe Biden robocalls, had to pay $1 million fine. An Oregon man made fake bomb threats to New York hospitals. Bryan Cranston starring in a movie called Heisenberg, a sequel to Breaking Bad, is a fake story. No movie. NPR says that social media is flooded with disinformation about the presidential candidates. They're only about 20 years late reporting that. A Wyoming reporter got into trouble using artificial intelligence to generate fake news and quotes no one ever said. Probably get a Pulitzer. Iran is stepping up their fake stories on the internet to divide Americans. I don't think they realize we're already divided. A passenger at Cochin International Airport in Thailand made a fake bomb threat. It caused a little bit of excitement. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.